It's Monday, the 13th of January, and isn't that a beautiful sound? The Stuckey's morning boardroom meeting, 60 feet up in a Lalande tree. Can't see them. Amazing. My goodness, if we could only understand a wee bit of what they're saying. It's still fairly dark this morning. All I can see is silhouettes of the birds, blackbirds. Well, we can only guess is the blue tits and great tits, etc. They're not in the feeders yet, it's still too dark for the feeders. So they're just flitting about amongst the trees. It's a lovely calm and looks like it's going to be a fairly bright morning once the sun gets up a bit. But it rained last evening and through the night, I believe. It's finally dry now. So I'm kind of hoping that those clouds I see in the southern skies are heading away and not heading towards. It's like those beautiful black and white drawings that people make. All the trees just outlined, silhouetted as it were. I'm tired. I had a pretty... That's Mrs. Blackbird having a stramash again with an intruder. Yeah, on top of the rubbish bin. And she'll see a moth. But I think that could be a common theme from now on, is Mrs. Blackbird ruthlessly keeping her garden clear of intruding blackbirds. I had a really good sleep last night, but I'm just tired. I'm still feeling good within myself. But that, some may remember the ear problem I had a while back, and actually I had two separate ops on it. Twice had to have a wee bit of cartilage removed, the second time had to be done with under the plastic surgeon. And it's been, I'd say it's been fine, yes, since then. That was way back last year. Just amazing. But it's flared up the past week, lying in bed at night, really painful. It's waking me up again, and I've been rubbing moisturising cream into it for the past 2 or 3 days, and I'm dreading I have to go back, and I'm saying, well, I'll just pop back in and we'll take another bit of your ear away. Thing is, you wouldn't know, honestly, you wouldn't know looking at the ear that there has been two operations done on it, such as their skill. But I really don't want to have another, but because it may end up that it ends up looking a wee bit deformed. Mind you, it's better than waking up several times the night with a painful lug. We had a good day yesterday, away over the Fife Coast. We're up early, 7 a.m. on a Sunday morning, and Just got ready as quick as we could. Although I did have something to do, which tied me up for a good wee bit. And then we just shot off, because it looked like it was going to be a nice day, so we did. And it was great, a great day away. First off 2014. Smell smoke. Somebody's got a real fire on somewhere up the road. Or nobody's got a fire on and it's that issue that I have of smelling things that are not actually there. Which is weird. No, it's definitely smoke. The blackbirds, the birds are all, you can see them all just flitting about and just waiting for it to be light enough, to be safe enough to come down the feeders. None brave enough yet. We're almost halfway through January and it feels like a early spring morning. Those clouds are definitely receding southwards. So, looks like it's going to be a lovely bright morning when that sun gets up. Now that's definitely a robin, though I can't see any colours, but it's definitely a robin. And he's come down the feeder. See, they're brass necked. That's one thing about, they say cock robin, that's absolutely true. They're cocky wee buggers. I love them. I love when you're digging the garden, yeah, which won't be for a wee while yet. And they're literally at your heels, watching every spadeful come up, see what's there. I wonder what the acoustics would be like way up there in that conifer. At the moment, it's pretty loud down here, though. Up there, that would be fantastic.